Welcome to the Wander in Germany podcast. Your host is the founder of the Wander in Germany travel blog and the Travel in Bavaria Facebook group, Leanna Brown.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Wander in Germany podcast. Today, we'll be talking about some of my top tips for first-time travelers coming to Germany. We'll be talking about some general travel etiquette, the weather, money usage, eating out, going to the bathroom, yes, the bathroom, and so much more. The first know-before-you-go topic is, are Germans rude people? One of the most important things to know before visiting Germany is that the people are actually really friendly, if you get to know them. I've heard so many people quip that Germans are rude. Well, they aren't. They are just very private people and with a completely different sense of humor than what Americans and many other Westerners are used to. Just because you don't get a friendly smile from the waitress or bus driver does not mean that they aren't friendly. But for example, don't ask, how are you? You know how when you are at the store and the clerk says, how are you today? And without even thinking of a response, you reply, good, and you? Yeah, not gonna happen in Germany. If you ask a German how they are doing, expect to be told just how they are doing. That means you might get a story about how they are really tired from not being able to sleep because their dog kept yapping last night, or how they are excited to be going to the Volksfest tonight. You might be taken aback by just how open they are when you ask, especially considering just how private they typically are. All right, now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about the weather. I love every single season of Germany, and there truly are all four here. Autumns are gorgeous with the stunning colors of fall. Winters are romantically wonderful. Spring brings in the most brilliantly bright yellow bursts of color in the fields, which also means a lot of allergies. And then summer is hot, but in my opinion, not too hot. You get about, 2 weeks or so of really hot weather. The rest of the time is just really enjoyable. It's about 80 degrees, and it also makes the long days perfect for exploring. The only thing to be weary of is rain. Always be weary of rain. If it looks like a bright sunny day, don't be fooled. It could very well rain on you in any given moment. All right, the next thing I want to talk about is money, money, money. Always carry cash and umbrellas. If there are two things you must always have on you, it is cash and an umbrella. In Germany, the saying goes, cash is king. So Germany uses the euro. This is actually really handy because one of my favorite things about Germany is just how quickly you can be in other countries. So the nice thing about Germany being on the euro is that you don't have to change over cash if you're going to too many other nearby countries that are also on the euro, which is most of them. So you might be wondering if you can use credit cards. And well, they're actually becoming more and more popular in Germany. It actually used to be really hard to find places that took plastic, but that's actually rapidly changing. However, you just never know when you'll be at an establishment that will only take cash, so it's important to have both on you at all times. And not only do you need cash, but you're gonna need coins. Germans are very put off by having to give small change back, and they'll often ask you to give exact change when you're buying something. So I can't recommend bringing a coin purse with you enough. That's one of my top tips for going to Germany, is to get small change as soon as you can. All right, let's move on to one of my favorite topics about Germany travel, and that is eating out. I love food. But since we're talking about money, let's kind of segue that together. So speaking of money, one thing that shocks many Americans is the tipping system in Germany. The easiest rule of thumb is to just round up your bill. You are not required or even expected to tip 15% in Germany. After all, waiters and waitresses in Germany get full wages, health insurance, the whole shebang of workers' rights. Therefore, you can truly just tip based on service or just go ahead and round up. So for example, if you had like a 27 euro restaurant bill, it's fine to just give 30 euro and say no change. However, if your total was 29, then it's still respectable to leave a few euros. Now, while you're eating out, you might be tempted to buy a water. And if you're like me, then I remember the first time I got the bill after ordering a water. Granted, I wasn't overly surprised because instead of a tall glass of ice water, I was actually brought this fancy bottled water, even though that's not really what I wanted. Okay, my mistake. I won't make it again. So the next time, I was sure to be real clear on my intention of water consumption. Ich möchte Leitungswasser. I'd like tap water. Aha! Out came a normal glass, just filled with water. I succeeded! And then the bill came, with a charge for the water. What was going on? It took many conversations with locals to finally figure out that some places may give you tap water. However, they're going to think that you're disgusting for even asking for such a thing. And some will just still downright tell you that they only do bottled water. No matter what, they're probably going to charge you for either one. The other thing to know about water is that it's not only not free at most places, but it's also probably going to be filled with gas. The other big mistake I first made when ordering waters, which is called Wasser, at a restaurant, was to always distinguish ohne gas, without gas, if you don't want the carbonated water. Carbonated water is often the norm unless you clarify otherwise. Now, I've actually come to love bubbly water, as my sons call it, but if you aren't used to it, then it's always just best to ask for it ohne gas. And if you do want gas, you just say mit gas. All right, so let's keep talking about the water, because this is a hot topic and thing that many Americans or Westerners don't really understand, and it's kind of off-putting for them the first time that they experience it. The next thing to know is that you're probably not going to get ice. You're probably not going to get ice in your water or in your sodas, basically anything that's not like a cocktail. It just really isn't a thing here. Now, I personally never really noticed or cared because I actually don't like ice in my drinks. Maybe that's a sign that I was supposed to live here all along. All right, so your meal is done and you're ready to pay. Remember before how we talked about how some people think Germans are rude? Well, one reason is because at restaurants, waitresses will buzz around from table to table, but never actually stop at yours. Did you forget to order that side of fries? Where's your beer refill? You sit there waiting and waiting and waiting, and she never comes back to your table. I mean, how rude, right? Doesn't she want a good tip for being hospitable? Actually, Germans find it rude to be interrupted every time their glasses are filled after one sip or having to stop a conversation to nonchalantly say that, oh, the food is good. Eating is a communal time, and it is to be spent enjoying the company at the table. Another one of the many important things to know before going to Germany is therefore how to get the waiter's attention. It is not rude to do a polite little wave or a hand raise to get the attention of your server, or just gently say, Entschuldigung, and then simply just quickly ask for your request. So if you wanted a beer, just ask for another beer. Or if you want the bill, you can ask for the bill. Now that you've had something to eat, you might need to go to the bathroom. Let's talk about that for a minute. Another reason to always have coins on you is that while you'd like to think that peeing is free, it just might not be after all. So if you're at places like rest stops or public restrooms, then you might expect to have to pay to use the restroom. It ranges usually from about 50 cents, sometimes upwards to a euro, but either way, you can expect to pay it. There's often an attendant there also giving you kind of like a mean mug until you drop those coins in the dish, so just be prepared for that. All right, so another important know before you go to Germany is that Sundays are considered a Ruhetag, or like a quiet day. And oftentimes, many things will be closed. However, while you'll read that most of Germany is quote-unquote closed on Sundays, that is a little bit of an exaggeration in towns that are frequented by tourists. Main attractions like Neuschwanstein Castle, yes, they will still be opened on Sundays. However, it is still best to just do a little double check of what is on your itinerary for the day. Some museums may be closed, many mom-and-pop restaurants won't be open, and if you are a shopper, many shops will close on Sundays. Sunday is a time for family and relaxing in Germany. So Do as the Germans do. Take your Sunday as a day to find a beer garden, go to a riverside location for a quick dip, or find a cafe for a Kuchen, a cake, and a coffee. It's a wonderful time to people watch and just slow down. The other thing to know is, yes, there are speed limits. The first question I get from a lot of people when they want to come to Germany and drive is it true there are no speed limits in Germany? Yes and no. Only on some sections of the Autobahn are there no speed limits. Everywhere else, including in towns, speed limits absolutely do apply. And in fact, if you go too fast, you might get flashed. And I'm not talking about the kind of fun ones. I'm talking about getting a big bright light flashed at you, which will actually result in a ticket. All right, so we're going to wrap this up with one final know before you go tip. But if you want even more, I have an entire blog article called Tips for Traveling to Germany, Know Before You Go, which you can find on wanderingermany.com/tipsfortravelingtogermanyknowbeforeyougo.com. I talk about things like being prepared for Germans and nudity, understanding the complex recycling system that even as a tourist, you will be expected to know, and more. So anyway, let's finish this off with the topic of being quiet. I never really knew how loud Americans, and that's me included, were until I sat on a German train. I now find this to be a personal game. Pick out the Americans, and it's really not hard. They are usually the people talking unusually loud at a restaurant or on public transportation. So, to quote-unquote fit in with Germans, or at least not scream, "Hi, I'm American!" just speak in a quieter tone when out and about. Simple as that. Well, that is it for today. I hope you learned some things to know before you go to Germany so that you don't experience culture shock and instead can truly relax and just enjoy your trip. Of course, if you have any questions about traveling to Germany that you'd like covered on the podcast, click on the link in the show notes and send them on over to me. And of course, if you are planning your trip to Germany, don't forget to subscribe. You can also follow us on Instagram at wander.in.germany or on Facebook, Wander in Germany. And until next time, bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.